All right, time for another installment of Truth with 10 here. And Adam, I actually want to start with an 81st win last night. Does that number resonate with you still? It still does to me in some way.
Well, I think 81 means it's half of 162, so it means we can't finish anything below 500. I think that's the last few years has been pretty cool to surpass. I know it's been a while. It was a long stretch of even coming close to that number. I know it was a lot of high 60s, low 70s, but we've came a long way as a team and franchise the last couple of years, and you know, to ensure us that we're going to have a over 500 year, or at least 500 up to this point, is, you know, it's a tribute to the team's success and the team's dedication and determination, and the installment of a winning mindset.
I read something that you said in the Paul White USA Today story, which I thought was amazing, talking really about the team, you and Buck. And you said something, I think it may go under the radar to some, but winning 85 games last year, I think in the grand scheme of this buildup, was really important. It validated what happened in 2012, but more importantly, kept the momentum going.
Exactly. I mean, coming in 12, you know, we had we surprised everybody and had a good year. And then, but we snuck up on people in 12, I think. And then 13, people had an idea who we were and an eye out for us. They matched up a little bit better against us, and it made it tougher, which was part of the game. And then, this year we got a taste of our own medicine. We knew what it took to get there, and then we had a hiccup last year in 13. It was tougher, and that's the beauty of the game. And then I think we, especially the core guys who have been here, have understood that, you got to go through it to get to it. You can't, it's not going to be handed to us. You know, the Yankees, Red Sox, Tampa, Blue Jays, they're going to make it hard on us every opportunity they get. And, I think we understood the value of teamwork and the value of really understanding, the whole team concept. Because, like I said, this is one of the most selfless teams I've ever been on. And everybody pulls for everybody, no matter what their individual stats are. I think everybody, at the end of the day, if we come home with a team win, individuality of the game doesn't surface.
It does seem like a sum of the parts team. It's felt this way for a while in watching it. You can look at you. You're having a typical Adam Jones year. Nick Markakis is having a typical Nick Markakis year. You can even make the case some guys are having below career numbers. But yet, this is the best the Orioles have been in probably 16 years. And you look at, just say, last night's game, you have guys like David Lowe contributing, or Miguel Gonzalez, who was sent down a few years ago. Does everyone really need to buy in to make this work?
So that's what it is. It's a team effort, And Lowe, hasn't had the greatest year he wanted to. He's been in the platoon role. He hasn't played as much because, Nelly's been taking over left field, and Dalman's been DH'ing hitting. But see, that's what I say. The things about this team is that, I know Lowe hasn't had the at-bats that everybody wants to play every single day. But he hasn't had the at-bats that he's wanted, but he's always been prepared. You look at guys like Steve Pierce. Early in the year, it was tough to get at bats, but then when he got some, he always remained prepared. And I think that no one's discouraged in terms of playing time, because at the end of the day, every man wants to play. That's just, you got to eat too. But I think that the guys understand that, their role and their, what they bring to the team. And like I said, every day Lowe, even if he's not playing, once that sixth, seventh inning comes along, he is prepared to run and play defense for Cruz, and he knows his role, and he's never complained about it. And that's the thing that I respect more out of guys, is that the fact that obviously you want to play every day, but when all the cards aren't lined up for you, you still understand your role and you don't complain about it. You just take all in stride and continue to work and continue to try and be the best player you can be.
Two more quick questions on our latest installment of Truth with 10. One is, Quentin Berry's here. Do you know how many high school combinations there are right now in Major League Baseball? Two guys from Morse High School in little old San Diego playing for one team right now. That's pretty cool, Adam.
That is pretty cool. We've got a lot of friends that are rooting for us and pretty happy for the situation and the scenario that's came to hand. And it looks small, but it's actually a big thing because it's uplifting our community in San Diego. a lot of our family and friends back home, and just like I said, overall the community, just letting them know that we back our community in San Diego. And we continually grind it out and put in the hard work, And like I said, for him, when I heard he was getting called up here, that was one of the best days. Just like when he got called up to the major leagues first time in 12, you know, I felt like a proud dad for some reason. And then he got called up here. You know, we're on the same team. We're talking about last night. Right. You realize it that we used to be on the same bench in high school, but now you stretch it 12 years to the present, and you're in the major league dugout. You know, living out both of our dreams together. I think there's nothing. I don't think there's really much better than that when it comes to playing career and a personal career.
Last question, AJ. Today, Ray Lewis had a statue unveiled. If there was an Adam Jones statue to be unveiled one day, and I don't think it's that far-fetched, here are my suggestions, and let me know what you think. All right. Blowing a bubble, going back on a ball in center field, crossing home plate, doing that tap on your shoulder, or maybe that big finish to your swing, watching a ball fly out to left. Those are my three choices. What's your favorite?
All three good ones. I would...
Over the wall in center too. That's an option.
Over the wall is a good one. I like the middle one.
The tapping the shoulder.
Tapping the shoulder. I think that's my thing. My mom said I've only not done it twice. So that's my thing.
I like it. Not that far fetched, by the way. Hope you invite me to that unveiling.
We'll see. But it's a good chance that. I don't think I'm that. That's not me.
Well, you're a humble guy. You may not have a choice in this one.
I don't think I'm that good for that kind of stuff, but I'm just going to continue to play my tail off.
If you want to name drop Brett Hollander in that speech, though, one day, that won't be the worst thing.
I might have you be the MC.
That'd be nice, Adam. Thank you for that. But all right, so we've at least decided the tap of the shoulder works, and we'll go from there. Adam Jones, another installment of Truth with 10, a pennant drive edition.
I like that. Yeah, a pennant drive edition. Hopefully we can have one more, and when we can have a clinching one.
I like the sound of that. Hopefully at the end of October, early November. Adam Jones, good luck tonight.
I appreciate it.